This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Thanks so much for listening on this Veterans Day, where we stop to consider America's biggest national project so far this century, bringing the millions of men and women who served in some capacity in Iraq and Afghanistan and who are still serving, bringing them home, making their home aware of their challenges and struggles as well as their past service. Well over 2 million Americans have been deployed to Iraq or Afghanistan at least once. About half have left the military. About a third have used VA medical services of some kind. And there is this alarming stat: 38 per 100,000 of all Iraq and Afghanistan veterans using VA health care committed suicide. There's little information about veterans not using the VA. That 38 compares to 11.5 deaths per 100,000 for the general public. That 6,000 dead veterans by suicide in all categories in 2009, about 6,500 in 2012. The numbers are quietly growing. Can the traditional veterans organizations handle this? As part of the Public Radio American Homefront Project, a radio reporting team took a look at the American Legion and the VFW, powerful traditional groups that grew out of the 20th century's two world wars. But both are struggling to attract the vets of Iraq and Afghanistan. Membership is down more than a million. More than 2,000 posts across the country have closed. Reporters Patricia Murphy from KUOW Seattle and Jay Price from WUNC Chapel Hill, North Carolina, say the Iwo Jima traditions of the Legion and the VFW are just not attracting vets from the call of duty generation of today.
There's this kind of iconic Americana image, and it's true, of these small posts and small towns and a lot of flags, and you know, members are always in the parades for Memorial Day, for Veterans Day. They're doing things like a patriotic essay contests. They're giving out scholarships. They're kind of quietly assisting veterans who are, you know, down and out. And they do a lot in the communities. And many of these communities are now without their posts.
And in my reporting around here or in the Pacific Northwest, I have seen, you know, the American Legion, like Jay said, quietly helping veterans, you know, in more remote areas. Up in Friday Harbor, for instance, the American Legion there is small enough so that on that very small island with many, many vets, they can offer personal service. They go out and find veterans sometimes who need help getting their veterans' benefits in order. They hear about that through that very small community. In larger areas like, say, Renton, the post here for the VFW in Renton, right across from the Microsoft campus, in that location, they court that Microsoft veteran group very, very significantly. Hmm. But there are some posts, you know, in small areas that just don't or may not have that veteran population. And they're not doing very much to try to stay current.
Jay Price, I get the impression that some of the places you visited, it was like going back in time. Post 87, High Point, North Carolina?
Yeah, I mean, Post 87 probably fits some of the stereotypes, for better or worse. If you spend any time at all with Legion or VFW leaders anywhere, you'll hear them talk about kind of worrying about the stereotype of old veterans swapping war stories and cigarette smoke-filled bars. But, you know, those bars, and they call them canteens, also serve a purpose, and it's cohesiveness, and it maintains a certain status quo. These communities are all different. You know, I was in one in Virginia, in Fairfax, Virginia, that had a lot of young members. The leadership was mainly Afghan Iraq vets, and that's rare. And they run the gamut from that to a, kind of almost a famous VFW post, Post 1 in Denver, which I've not visited, but has been getting a ton of press for doing things like having art shows and bringing in younger vets and, I don't know, being gay-friendly, which is something you might not see at a lot of posts. Hmm. Every post is different.
What's the young sort of military community like post-Iraq and Afghanistan in the Seattle area?
Well, you know, for a lot of younger veterans who want to be part of the veteran community for either service or camaraderie or some kind of healing, so goes the world, so goes the veteran community. We have tons of choices. Do you want to learn how to blow glass? Come down to Hot Shop Heroes. We have Growing Veterans, which does farming around here. Seattle Stand Down, which works with veterans who need some sort of assistance, getting them connected. There are tons of ways to get involved, and the landscape of groups for veterans to get involved has exploded.
Is patriotism kind of a mixed bag in this community in the Pacific Northwest? I mean, are there critics of the war among these groups as well as, you know, boosters of the mission in Iraq and Afghanistan?
Absolutely. That kind of patriotism we may have seen coming out of World War II, and just the opposite, you know, for some of the vets coming out of Vietnam. There is a huge group of veterans who were not completely satisfied with their service, who choose to serving other veterans in the community, connecting them with housing, mental health services, being there in support groups for them to just reflect on their experience, an act of patriotism.
Jay Price, is this a generational thing in the sense that the Call of Duty video game generation doesn't have the same my country right or wrong approach to life and sort of post-service as the World War II vets did, and these organizations are going to have to adjust or be lost in the previous generation?
We'll know in 20 years.
Really?
There have been wave after wave of, you know, after each war, there's a wave of membership that comes in, be it VFW or Legion. These things wax and they wane. There is some suspicion that there's a generational divide here that may be, at least in part, fueled by the world's shift to all things digital. So there's a question of whether these large traditional groups are going to be able to make that jump to the digital world, and are they doing enough to do that? But, you know, they said the Vietnam generation, they said the Vietnam vets weren't joiners and they wouldn't join. Well, they're the main members, the main group that makes up these posts now.
Patricia Murphy is a military veterans affairs reporter at KUOW in Seattle, and Jay Price is a military and veterans affairs reporter in Durham, North Carolina. Jay and Patricia, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.